Saying 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Fusey and Aaron.
Aaron Mullen back today after a very stressful night on Wednesday night, Aaron.
Yes, yeah. My little girl had to go to hospital, so she woke up struggling to breathe early in the morning. So we were very lucky. Amazing ambos and doctors and nurses and everyone was incredible. So we're going to speak to the lady that actually took my 000 call and hear a little bit of it around 8 o'clock as well, which I'm a bit nervous about because I probably sounded ridiculous.
Well, we will be the judge at 8 o'clock.
Oh, great. I look forward to your thoughts and comments.
No, obviously we will absolutely not judge your 000 call. I'll tell you what though, Kelly Osbourne made one, which was ridiculous. The daughter of Ozzy Osbourne.
Yep.
Who, yes, and I'm personal friends with Kelly Osbourne.
You guys did Australia's Got Talent together.
That's right. She did.
She was a judge on Australia's Got Talent back in the day. Mm. The best series they had, highest rating season they
had.
Really? Yeah, it was a real high point.
Back when TV was TV.
Yeah.
And who won?
Yeah, a young man called Pillen.
What's he gone on to do?
Fletcher Pillen. No, he's a great guy.
He's good.
He's
singing
musical.
Well.
He's a music guy.
He's a singer, is he?
Yeah, he's really good. And I'm still Insta friends with his mum, Jill. Good people.
I know.
Yep. So, and you know, people who are good continue to be good over the years.
Mm. You know what I mean? Not always. Some people go completely off the rails. Like sometimes they find that murderers were sweet at high school.
Right. Well, yeah, you never know who's going to. No, well, look, have we got an election coming up?
As far as I know, we have an election coming up. Also, I know that you got Alpha Bucks at 7.
Yeah.
Everyone we speak to on air today, a fresh flavour and experience. Try Gammy Chicken and Beer's newest, tastiest dish yet, Galbi Chicken Sam.
You haven't eaten chicken till you've eaten Galbi Chicken Sam.
Yep. And that's just Gammy Chicken and Beer. We got $100 to the people we speak to on air today.
Gammy, G-A-M-I.
Yeah, chicken and beer.
Wow. Yes. Mm. And do they do zero beers? I'm sure they do.
No, why wouldn't they?
God, I'm enjoying a zero beer.
What's it taste like? Like just like a soda water or something?
It tastes like good times in 1989 is what it tastes like.
Yeah, right.
It tastes like me at the pub with all the potential in the world.
Oh, imagine that, eh?
Surrounded by young people because I was one of them.
Oh, God.
You know? It tastes like
now it's still the same, but you're not one of them. You're older. You're still surrounded by them. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
No, come on. When we come back.
Well, she's teased it in the news, but what's going to happen? The great text.
Oh, yes.
Election text race.
Oh, yeah. This is incredible.
It's like the octopus.
You need to do it now before we go on air.
I don't want to look like
because they might be listening.
We'll do it live next.
Yeah, no, not do it live. We need to.
But do I do a group text to Albo and ScoMo?
Gotta save it.
Or do we do individual?
We're coming back.
Fusey, Ed and Aaron.
So we've got 24 hours before. We've got probably 48 hours before we know who is going to be the next Prime Minister.
I'm so excited.
You know, but they're spending these last days though trying to ruin it for themselves, aren't they? So you had ScoMo, who, you know, shirt fronted the kid.
Yep. Tackled the kid, the bulldozer.
Soccer kid. And now, yesterday, before we get to what we're about to do, can I just play Albo? Albo was asked on the ABC about, you know, I don't know what he's asked about something, but he said this.
Our borders are closed, Lisa. Mm. Our borders are closed. Mm. People are doing it tough.
Borders aren't shut, are they?
No, they're wide open.
This
I think the only
true.
Reason is if you're not vaccinated, but even that I don't think is even a thing anymore.
So apparently the presenters didn't pull him up on that. Well, they were going, what's wrong with this guy? But it was too awkward for them to say anything. And later in the day, someone else had to pull him up.
You said Australia's borders are closed. They're not closed. What do you mean by that?
The borders were closed.
That's fair enough.
You can say
they opened in February.
Yeah.
It's now almost June.
There's a war on. Oh, there was a war on.
You could say that about anything.
In the 40s.
The unemployment figures. Well, once it was that figure that I guessed. You know, at some stage over the last 100 years.
I'm so annoyed by people who voted early. Why won't you wait to the last minute to see who makes the worst error and then vote? I don't get it, mate. I know they want to get in early. It's like opening your Christmas presents early.
That's true. I did vote early and I missed the bulldozer. I missed the kid getting crushed. I missed that.
So would that have made you vote for Scott Morrison?
The crushing of the kid?
Yeah.
If he's open to suggestions, like if you can get like a, hey, ScoMo, like I've had a list of people for him to crush next, yeah, and you could vote
an
on that.
Woman.
Yeah, and I, like, you know.
It's helped adults. Me. It certainly helped me. I mean, I'm genuinely still undecided, but that helped me. I mean, I like soccer kids being run over.
Yeah, it was funny.
Well, everyone, you know, mollycoddles kids these days, don't they? They're all in cotton wool. But, I think it's
like,
good
if ScoMo,
for kids.
Like, busted into the Big Brother house and just hip and shouldered them all, I'd be like, you know what?
If Reggie's blind. You can't do it to Reggie.
Not Reggie, the dudes.
Yeah.
Like, if that lion maned haired one.
Oh, I'm Tim Dormer. God, how do I even know his name?
Yeah, if ScoMo,
could you spank me?
No, I can't. I've done compliance training.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, you did as well.
I did.
We all did. Every single thing, I thought it was like a checklist of what we do.
Not we.
The stuff that you, well, it's good to see that you're wearing a jumper today, to be honest.
That's one of them.
That was
that's one.
I know.
No, excuse me.
But that's entrapment.
No, it's not. Because
it's
you're
absolute
right.
Entrapment.
I notice all the time people doing that, and just because I am enabling that by not wearing that doesn't mean it's my fault.
You know what? I think we need an Erin jumper at the front of the studio.
Oh, is it right?
Put the jumper on.
Oh, okay. Now, what about our election game?
Is that what you guys are talking about?
No, we weren't.
You were.
When you turned up today, we were not talking about anything. We're doing an election game.
Go on. Mm.
Okay, I'm ready to go. So is it a group text or is it?
You are texting Elbo and you're texting ScoMo. Both of those people, the Prime Minister or the potential Prime Minister, both text you a lot. You're texting a group chat to both of them. Good luck, guys.
Okay,
good luck tomorrow, guys. And the first one to get back to you, we vote for.
Yep.
First one to get back
to you. Okay, so I'm doing it in, Scott Murray. Okay, yep, okay. I'm starting a new group. Yep. Albanese, it's not E. Yep, okay.
Yep, so ScoMo.
I just went to search him on WhatsApp and next to his name it said sleeping.
He's sleeping. He's sleeping. What do you mean?
Why is he sleeping a day out from the election?
Might be on an international flight.
Yeah, true. Okay, group.
Actually, does
what's
it say?
Subject?
Does it say sleeping?
Yeah, it sounds like a little. Maybe
you have a description?
He hasn't checked it in the morning.
Oh, well, he hasn't woken up. Maybe.
Okay.
So
group sub. What's the subject of this group thing?
Just good luck, guys.
Who will win?
No. You don't tell them that. It's just good luck, guys. All you say is good luck, guys. From Husey, Ed, and Aaron, and whoever gets back to you first.
No, that was the title. I'm now going to send it. Hey, guys. Guys, is that a little informal?
They're both guys. Good luck for tomorrow.
Hey, guys. Good luck.
For tomorrow. And when you don't, you're going to ask it.
Husey, Ed, and Aaron.
Sent.
Eggplant.
No, eggplant.
With their little water droplets.
Too far.
Absolutely. That's all we send.
Coconut.
Are you sure? With one kiss. Just one small
no
case.
Kiss.
No kiss. No kiss.
Oh, come on. I'd always
They might have done compliance training as well.
Okay. No, well, what about the
not
prayer
the liberals.
Hands? Prayer hands?
Actually, it should have just been from Aaron. The fact that's no, it's not from us.
Okay,
just from
so
you.
Delete.
Just from you.
Hey, guys. Good luck. But I feel like I would never send
then
a group
choose
text
your own, choose your own emojis.
No.
Love.
Just from you. Not
do
love.
Do I love? Not love.
No, not love. Just,
hey, guys. Good luck tomorrow. Good luck for tomorrow. Small case kiss.
Beautiful.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Do the kiss. One kiss. I think one kiss is okay.
Hey, guys, good luck for tomorrow. Small case kiss
Sent.
To Albo and ScoMo.
Sent.
Oh,
Boom.
God, that's so embarrassing.
Let's come back and see if anyone gets to them.
No, that's such
gets back
a
to
loser.
Us. Come on. Have they got back to you yet? Have Albo and or ScoMo got back to you? The great. Who gets back to Aaron first?
Not yet. So it's two ticks that haven't been coloured in, which means that it's been received by both.
Yeah, but not
but
red.
But hasn't been seen
all right,
yet.
So we'll wait. We'll wait on that.
Thank goodness this election is going to be over so we don't have to listen to the ads anymore.
Oh, yeah, they've been poor.
If I don't even ever need to hear this phrase ever again.
It won't be easy under Albanese. Mm.
But there is still time to get your votes in. As you say, a lot of people are undecided.
Yeah, 34% of one of the slightly earlier polls, which I find hard to believe. But yeah,
I'm still undecided.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, if anyone else is undecided, I don't say you should vote for this bloke, but I don't know. See what you think.
It won't be easy under Husey. Dave Husey Hughes claims to be a good guy.
You know, I'm a good guy.
But would a good guy say this to his own mother?
She said, you keep spending $200 at this bistro. Why? I said, Mum, you don't want to know. It's Russell! I'm a good guy.
No, you're not. Let's ask people on the street what they think of Dave Family Values Hughes.
Family Values time. I know Dave Hughes. He tried to upshort me on the train to Granville.
You know, I'm a good guy.
I seen that Dave Hughes. I seen him skinny dipping in the Hyde Park Fountain at 12 p.m. during the day.
So if it's time for family values this election, it's not time for dodgy Dave Pants Down Hughes.
A lot of that's unfair. And you know what? I think the original admission I made to my mum back in the day will count for me. I think people will go, yes.
Look, I don't know if that guy's
was on Struggle Street.
Oh, God, help me.
But he worked his way up. And now he's made it. So that's an inspirational story. The rest of it's not true.
I don't think he's going to get
it. The Hyde Park fountain never happened.
It's like it was upshorting, not upskirting. That's like the greatest term ever. Yeah, I've never heard upshorting.
That guy was happy to be upshorted. He welcomed the attention.
It's only upshorting if they say no, right?
So, I tell you
his
what.
His undies left a bit to be desired.
Oh, really?
I mean, I was going to give him some money. Go off and get yourself some decent strides.
Well, there
mate.
You go. Strong
decent
defense.
Undergarments.
Strong defense. But the one ad I really don't want to hear ever again is this one.
More taxes are coming. More taxes. Oh. There's a hole in your budget. Dear Labor.
All right. So I don't know if this young lady who has a strong political was asked to run in this election and ended up saying yes. I don't know if she's going to garner any votes either.
This election is about trust. Who can you trust? Erin Molan?
I am a respected journalist.
Would a journalist do this?
I didn't want to put my clothes back on straight away because I'm developing.
Here's a headline. Woman wears Coles bag at work. And would a so-called journalist...
I am a respected journalist.
...do this in a New Zealand shower?
And I needed to go to the toilet. I tried to get rid of it and then I panicked. I slipped. I passed out and then I had to tell the family that I'd vomited and I hadn't.
There's a block in the plug called Dear Molan, Dear Molan. There's a block in the plug called Dear Molan, a block. It's starting to smell. Dear Molan, Dear Molan, open the door. Dear Molan, what have you done?
You know what? It's all come together. Now we know why ScoMo wants this woman on his ticket.
Why? We know.
Is that gonna be where's their campaign launch going to be?
New Zealand?
No, McDonald's.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
We will hear the triple zero call. Mm. After.
Okay, it's emotional for you, isn't it?
No, I was going to make a poor joke.
Save it.
My joke was going to be
actual segment.
I'm okay, don't ring 000.
Okay. Oh, I had two zeros done. Tell you what, you almost needed to get carried out of here yesterday. Lost yourself.
You get awkward, did you?
Disgrace.
Well, we had a young man in, Will Parfitt, 31 years. Mm-hmm. Real pup.
He's also got 5 million TikTok followers and 1.5 million on Instagram and a million on Facebook, Erin Molan, because he is a dancer and performer. He looks better than Channing Tatum when Channing Tatum's in Magic Mike mode. And they do a similar job. And that's why he's part of magicmen.com.au.
So that's what I missed out on yesterday. So I assumed the whole point of it was for me to be there. I thought you guys would probably cancel.
No, but we had a hole in our schedule. He was on his way to Channel 7. He's a busy man. He charges actually reasonable rates if you want to book him, actually.
Oh, what does he charge?
We'll get to that.
I'm excited.
He doesn't value himself, which is makes him more attractive to me.
So, Erin, he was standing where you're sitting right now, and have a listen to how Hughesy couldn't handle it.
So, look, you are impossibly handsome, and
Dave's struggling.
No, I'm a heterosexual man. There's
need
no
to
doubt
come
about
it. Down to Magic Man. Watch
no,
the
I don't think I do because you're a handsome guy.
Can you please look at Will?
I couldn't look at him. Compliance training. I couldn't look at him. And I love that accent too.
Wait, what's his accent? Where's he from?
He's British. Oh, he's from South British. London.
South London. Okay. Makes me want to book an Airbnb in South London and just hang out.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. You weren't here. Everyone, was he the hottest guy we've ever experienced?
He was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
How nice did he smell?
Oh, he was, yeah.
But also, Mindy, how many hugs did you get off him?
two.
What?
You got
no,
two
you
hugs.
Didn't.
Two hugs deep.
Two hugs. Is it two hugs?
But what kind of hug, Mindy? Were you kind of crotches popped out or was it like a full together hug?
No, he was very respectful.
Okay.
You know what? He boring. Actually has slid into my DMs as well.
What?
He did a DM
no, he
swipe.
Hasn't.
He did.
Did you guys even at all bring me up during the chat?
No. 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 I didn't bring you up.
He was
but
ours.
We didn't need to.
He was ours.
Yeah.
Did you not ask who the blonde chick is on the poster?
You snooze, you lose. Yeah?
My daughter was at hospital.
Well, that's not our fault. We didn't bring the croup into this country. We haven't been overseas for ages. But what do you do with if someone's hot at
what
work?
Do you do when you work with someone who's just so hot?
I wouldn't know.
Here's Adam. Oh. Well, the footy show were not lookers. Here's Adam from Castle Hill. Is it you, Adam?
It is.
Yeah.
No, it's not me. I'm not the hot one.
Oh, there's a hot one. Who you got? Who you got? What do you got?
I my boss have been told it looks like Sean Penn.
Oof.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know about that.
And do you know? No, come on.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
You know what, current Sean Penn.
No, the Sean Penn. This is a, you mentioned Sean Penn. Sean, Eddie Murphy on either Delirious or one of the other of his famous comedy albums did a bit, and this is terrible because I've been accused of this as well, did a bit saying, is Madonna blind? How can she go out with Sean Penn? He's so ugly. That was on a famous, I know.
It's a very, yeah, I mean.
It was confronting it for was, me as a young
is.
Man.
It's confronting for you, Adam, isn't it?
It's not too bad. My wife's a big fan of his, so.
So am I, yeah. But I mean, I just don't
loving
think.
Loving your boss.
I don't think visually that Sean Penn is the one you want to be, apparently you do.
No, but it's not all about the aesthetic. It's about
with our
much
guy
more.
Yesterday, it was.
Really? But what was his personality
oh, it
like?
Was even better, actually.
Oh, for God's
no,
sake.
It was a combination. He was everything you want in a human. He's like, you know, the.
He's a 31-year-old dancer. I don't think he's everything
performer.
I want.
Oh, he's not. He's still dancing.
Yeah, but he's a performer. He does more than just dance.
No, seemed, well, I mean,
I
either or, it's, I'm more of a down-to-earth, normal job kind of grounded, not
you
having.
You know what she's trying to do? Neg him.
Yeah, I know. Get him come back in here, oh, yeah. Oiled up.
Up he short, gets his chicken.
You get, of course he does, $100 for Gammy chicken and chicken and beer voucher. And when we come back, this is a hero that, Husey, you want to highlight. You want to highlight a hero, a local hero.
I was watching Peter Overton on the news last night thinking, you know, this guy that he had on is who we all should follow.
How old is he?
This bloke. 18, I think this guy. Uh-huh.
You got a real, you got a type.
Husey, Ed, and Aaron. Husey,
Ed, and Aaron. You know what? Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them hold signs by the side of the road. You know what? Let's go to Peter Overton's news last night. Have a listen to this.
As the state government purse grows fat on low-range speeding tickets, a small compromise to bring back some warning signs is making little difference. And taking up the battle is a teenage rebel with a cause.
His name is Bo Jackson, and he is a hero because, you know what, fat government purses means empty commuter wallets.
Good job, man.
You know what?
Great. Did you think of that beforehand?
No, I just came up with that right
really
now.
Really good.
Mm. But Bo, you're from the Central Coast, but you're in Sydney yesterday, and people are all over you because what, for people who don't know, Bo, what do you do in your spare time, mate?
Hey guys, how you going? So basically what I do in my spare time, I chase speed cameras and have my own sign saying speed camera ahead, and I park behind like about 400 metres and I just warn motorists of an oncoming speed camera.
Yeah, it gets motorists to slow down.
Exactly.
So not
does
only
it.
Do they not get fines yep. and lose their licence because all their points just disappear,
yep.
Exactly,
they
yeah.
don't so, run anyone over. People, koalas, echidnas.
Yeah, yeah, nothing.
Anything.
Quokkas.
Oh, yeah, nah. I hate it when quokkas well, get hit.
Yep. What do you want to say, Bo?
That's what people need. People need a warning. They don't need, like, a fine in the mail 2 weeks later without even knowing the speed camera is there. They wouldn't slow down if they don't know it's there.
Exactly,
you know
mate.
And the signs tell you, hang on, what am I doing? What am I doing? But, Bo.
Yeah, exactly, it gives you a warning.
And you're doing it for free, aren't you, Bo?
Yeah, I'm just looking out for the community. It's good seeing people happy, and especially when fuel prices are high at the moment and all that.
Yep.
Do you get a light flick? Do they flick the light or honk the horn or give you a thumbs up or a bit of a nod as they go past?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I get the police sticking thumbs up too.
Yep. Do you
No,
now?
The police are on his side.
Of course they are. Of
yes.
course they are. They just want people to slow down.
That absolutely.
They don't get any
That's
of that revenue.
This.
Exactly. I'm doing it for road safety, not the money.
Yes.
talking about.
What a good man. Hey, Bo, what about, though, if people are just slowing down where you are and then going quickly again? Because I guess the devil's advocate argument for this. Oh, shut up. Because this is, we do both sides, is because, you know, if you don't know where they are, then you'll just stick to the speed limit. Most people will all the time, you know, rather than knowing when you can go quicker or go slower.
Yeah, I agree with that. So anyone that speeds deserves to get caught, but I'm doing it for the people who accidentally do a few Ks.
Yes. Couple of Ks. It's a couple of Ks.
God, you're a hero,
He's doing it in like 40 K zones, and it's like, oh, you're doing 43, and I go to jail, do I?
May I please give you a statistic?
Yes.
Bo, this is going to make you mad. Low-range speeding fines on one key inner Sydney road skyrocketed by 2,166% the year after they got rid of the warning signs, Bo.
It's disgusting, isn't it, Bo?
That's disgraceful. I wish I was there. Unfortunately, I can't.
You can't be everywhere. Other people can do it as well. But what about Jason from Parramatta, who's just called us, Bo, because Jason heard what you're doing. What do you think about what Bo's doing, Jason?
I think it's a fantastic idea, Husey. I just want to add to it, what they can do is have beautiful people, so maybe some beautiful women and beautiful men or whatever.
Bo is attractive.
Yeah. That's probably why they all slow down for him.
Slow down a bit for Bo.
Get so
a
mean
bit
like
of Bo.
A ring girl in a boxing match or something? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, everyone will slow down.
You know what? These are all. There's no such thing as a bad idea.
And then they'll all tailgate, crash into each other because they're looking.
There's no such thing as a bad idea when it comes to road safety. A shout out to my wife. I've lost my phone, so if you're texting me, I can't get back
to you. How do you lose your phone?
I don't know, but when I said
I've... retraced your steps?
I just did then. We had people running around. But when just before I said I've lost my phone, and Aaron goes, "Your mobile." And I said, "No, I've lost my landline." I lost my landline.
Long cord. Happens.
God almighty. Now, look, we are all about Airtasker here, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Because Erin is an Airtasker woman. She had a man come to her house and fix stuff.
Mm-hmm. And
Ronnie.
So well, that shower, the power in my shower now is next level.
Rockin' Ronnie.
Rockin' Ronnie. And he's coming back to do three or four other things. But I've got to check that.
You know what? I had, he'll come back.
I mean, no, I know he will come back.
He was also getting a listener and he's doing something for a listener, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, we had a $200 voucher from Airtasker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's great. You basically just put up, if you don't know what the app is, you put up any job you need done around the house, a picture up, or you want something swept, it doesn't matter, and someone comes and does it for you. It's great.
Yeah, I had Roland Roger come to my joint
the other day. Oh, so he came.
Yeah, Roger turned up to glue my handles back to my windows. And then at one point he said, "Try this out." And I tried it out and it fell off. And you know what Roger did? He said, "You wait here, mate." And he went to the store and he came back with stronger glue.
Okay.
Because that's what Roger does. Roger gets it done.
Yeah.
You know what? The thing about Roger, though, and anyone who turns up to my house, is they have to deal with my bitey dog.
Yeah.
And so I have to say to all of them, don't pat the dog. He'll bite you. And so I said that to Roger, but the dog was still hanging around. So I had to shut the dog out so that he didn't bite Roger.
And Sounds fair.
But that led to a situation. Yeah. We actually talked about it, didn't we?
Yeah, this is what happened.
And I had Roger come to my house who was going to glue on my handles on my window. So Roger turned up and the dog was looking a bit bitey.
Mm.
So I thought I better keep the dog out for Roger.
Okay, that's nice.
So, and I forgot to open it up again.
Yeah.
So large, what does it say there? In the kitchen.
There's a large poo in the kitchen. Dear Husey.
And unforgivable by me. You know, my fault. My wife.
You got a text from your wife saying, "Why'd you close the doggy door?"
Yeah.
Dog's had an accident. And this is not the first time. You've got to remember that when you got your rescue cats, which is now one rescue cat, half the cats. Same amount of trouble. That one was going in the sink in the laundry or in a pot plant.
God.
So basically your house is 90% fecal matter.
So how did, by the way, on behalf of pets, and you know I'm not a big fan of pets, but like why would you say an accident? Like that dog knew exactly what it was doing.
Yeah, right.
I think that's offensive to the dog to say, oh, he had an accident. Like he's some decrepit, non-control of bowels.
It's a message.
That dog, exactly, that's a call for help.
Strong message.
Yeah, well, it is. You're right. He's gone, if you're going to put me in prison, this is what you get.
To review.
He didn't have a pen to tick 5 stars or whatever, so he's done a...
You know what
turd.
We've got, though? Oh, the term turd.
What? That's better than poo.
Is poo better than turd or turd? Oh.
The T word's worse.
Is it?
Yeah, I've done compliance training.
Wait, look, you think I'm alone? You two don't understand what it's like having pets.
Oh, I'm shocked that I'm going to do this. But Gammy Chicken and Beer, our friends, $100 Gammy Chicken and Beer voucher, make him feel better. Do you have pets that have accidents? Do you have pets that disgrace themselves?
Or that purposely, intentionally leave a review.
Yep.
We love our pets.
Pets disgracing themselves at your house, in public, in other people's houses. Make him feel better because his wife is on him, that this is your fault and you're the worst guy ever.
Look, are we going to open the lines?
Yep. 13 10 60, $100 Gammy Chicken and Beer voucher. Have your pets disgrace themselves. What did they do and where did they do
it? Wait a minute. Can cats get UTIs?
We're about to find out.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Erin Molan's 000 call to save her daughter. We're playing. We're playing the call. So that's, and we're going to speak to the operator from 000.
Yeah. I'm nervous about this. I just don't want to sound like an idiot.
Well, you know what? You're under pressure in that situation, and all's well that ends well, and your daughter is fine now.
We just want to shout out the incredible job they do because they deserve credit.
But we might also highlight people who unnecessarily, who make the calls when they shouldn't. Unnecessarily.
Yes, mate. The call in your house is to get a clean up aisle 6 after your dogs who are disgracing themselves left, right and centre because you keep the doggy door locked.
I kept the doggy door locked because I didn't want the Airtasker guy to get bitten by the dog. And I forgot to unlock the doggy door and so the dogs were locked in overnight.
So that's a door, is it, that the dog just goes through like a separate to a big door?
Yeah, it's a doggy door.
Like a cat flap.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And small children can get through there. And we have used it to not have to pay a locksmith. But you've got to be tiny.
Absolutely.
So don't think that you can get through there unless you're a real small child. So let's remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, to all the small kids listening now.
Shani from Riverstone, you've got two dogs. Did they disgrace themselves?
Yes, one of them did. So I had an older dog and he was very old. He got a brain injury, so he wasn't the best. It was getting cold, so I brought him inside for the night, and you know he was, you know, I put him to bed and that. And I woke up in the morning to my partner dry heaving and was like everywhere. I'm like, what is going on? So my dog had had an accident, but he had rolled around in it, so it was all spread everywhere,
covered in it.
And he was just rolling around when I went into the like laundry. He was still just rolling around. I have a big other dog who was just sitting in the corner staring at him like he was crazy and was like, just let me out of here.
Yeah.
You've got to,
it was,
I mean,
not the best.
Oh, how do you wash that? You just got to go, that's it.
Get the hose
out,
Get the hose out.
I actually got like the pressure cleaner and kind of pressure cleaned it straight out the door.
I could never touch that dog again. I could never touch that dog again.
No, that dog
is disgusting.
No, it's not the dog's fault,
unclean,
mate.
Unclean.
And Shani knows.
Unclean.
No. And it'd dry up on its coat and be all
in its ears.
You know what?
In its ears, on its tongue.
It happens a lot where that matter gets stuck on the dog's backside and you've got to...
Dags, aren't they call it?
Well, you know what? Someone's got to get the wet ones and get over there. Get over there and clean up Bubbles.
Okay, Steph from Crow's Nest.
Bubbles looking at you like, what, man, what? What's the issue here? Come on, Bubbles. Come on,
mate,
Bubbles.
Maybe if you cut the hair around his bum, wouldn't that be better?
Her, mate. She's a lady.
She's not a lady, mate.
She is a lady.
She's really not.
She's obviously a lady, not a lady in the street, but a freak in the... She's a whatever, but she's not the lady.
Talk to Steph.
Hi, Steph. This is a cat. What happened to your cat?
Well, my cat's a little bit older and she is starting to get UTIs. A cat... Pardon?
Because generally that happens maybe after a woman has relations. She's more prone to UTIs.
So when you get a bit older, they tend to be a little bit more common.
Yeah.
So,
what's your cat's name?
My cat's name's Tiara.
Tiara. Tiara's got a little issue there, and Tiara might have had some fun. Tiara's allowed to have some fun.
She's
had her fun.
Tiara.
But how does that play out in the real world, the UTIs Tiara has?
Well, so with cats are very clean, very tidy. Yeah. They always go into the kitty litter. But
the bath's another option for them.
I mean,
just say no. You don't have to agree with that.
A value add.
Yeah.
Poor Steph.
Anyway, and when they can't go or they're having trouble, they then get a little bit confused and then they start to try and go wherever they can because obviously UTI, it's very painful.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not a
and
lot
frequent,
happens.
The frequency.
And frequent as well, yes. So she'll go then on the carpet because she's just trying to find anywhere safe.
Yeah.
And it's extremely expensive to fix.
Absolutely. It's real hard to get that smell out of the house as
There's
well.
There's one way to get rid of it.
Move.
No.
What?
Nah.
It's a smaller way to get rid
Tiara
of it.
Tiara is a beautiful cat, and you'll be with Tiara till the end of her natural life, won't you, Steph?
Yes, I will. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
She's a princess,
it's
is
real
she?
Love.
You, Tiara, I call her.
Oh, you, Tiara. No, she's a princess.
Yummy chicken and beer. Well played.
UTIRA.
UTIRA, that's better.
I'm going to shout out to all the people who love their pets, no matter no matter what sort of trauma their pets put them through. You know, you keep and batten it up every day. And you know what? But you know what? Every now and again, sometimes the time does come.
But oh, my God.
No, but not with...
Yes, you're going to get rid of Bubbles. He's been around way too long.
She's a lady.
She's getting Erin.
Whatever.
Husey, Ed and Erin.
We're pumped, but he's up and he's angry.
I'm friends with a man who had a dream. He was a child singer. He went to America. He made it big at Disney and, you know, and then he came back to Australia and he won the Masked Singer Australia. His name is Cody Simpson. Then he went out with Miley Cyrus, that didn't work out. And he said, I've got another dream. It's to become a swimmer.
Yeah.
And everyone said, you're a fool.
An idiot.
Get off the drugs, mate.
Yeah.
And get on with your life. Yeah. And he said, no, I'm going to do it. And guess what happened 3 days ago?
Pop star Cody Simpson has pulled off one of the greatest tumble turns in sport.
Are you going to Budapest?
Oh, God, I hope so.
He's going to Budapest. He was, because he's proved us all wrong and he's qualified for the Australian swimming team.
Yeah, that's amazing.
He's going to Budapest.
Right.
But then another man called Kyle Chalmers has already got himself an Olympic gold medal. He got involved somehow.
Huh?
And he decided he wanted to swim in the same event, even though he didn't want to swim in it before.
6 weeks ago, didn't want to.
And because he was a bit faster than our man, Cody, this happened.
Was there a thought process behind if you do go to Worlds, if you take that spot, it's probably disappointment for Cody Simpson? Did that come into play?
Oh.
No.
Not at all. Did it come into play? I thought, you heartless monster. But then Erin Molan alerted me to something that I had no idea about. What is it, Erin?
Okay, so Kyle Chalmers and Emma McKeon, who's a superstar, multiple gold medal winning Olympian, dated for years, right? They were like the golden couple of swimming.
Right.
They recently broke up. Guess who Cody Simpson's now dating? Emma McKeon.
Oh,
that came out literally just over a week ago, photos of them together. Kyle Chalmers 6 weeks ago said he had no interest in going to the Worlds or competing in Butterfly. Then all of a sudden it comes out that Cody's dating his ex-girlfriend. So Kyle Chalmers suddenly decides that he wants to swim in the Butterfly, swims, beats Cody, and then says, I've changed my mind. I want to go to the World Champs. It's amazing.
Because he doesn't want... Cody Simpson's
new boyfriend.
He doesn't want them to have fun in Budapest.
That's excellent.
He just wants him out of the pool. He wants him out of everything, doesn't he?
Tell you what I'm seeing.
So good.
Motivation. If I'm swimming Australia, I know what I'm doing. You know what he said about you, don't you? He likes your girlfriend, I reckon.
You know what they should do? Who else? Is it? So there's two that are meant to swim in Butterfly. Is that right?
Yeah, they take the top two.
So
Com
who's the
Games,
other
guy? He might still be a chance. Well, this is the point
who's
that Carl made as well. No one knows.
Well,
he was
the
annoyed
guy.
About the other bloke because he said that he trains really hard and no one's even said his name because Cody.
Well,
Cody.
Can the other guy do Masked Singer?
Yes. I'll get the other guy on Masked Singer and those two should go.
Wow.
It should be a swimmer for Emma.
By the way,
what?
That was brilliant. We've got a winner in the PM Stakes.
Someone got back.
Someone has got back.
Was it Elbow or was it ScoMo?
Because whoever's back, we've told them our
for.
Listeners will vote for.
Here we go. Thoughts about who to vote for, or if you're lacking thoughts, if you don't know who to vote for, if you're undecided, we have got your decision for you. Because at the start of the show, we said, we're going to group text ScoMo and Elbow. Yep.
This is the text that Aaron sent.
Hey, guys. Guys, is that a little informal?
They're both guys. Good luck for tomorrow.
Hey, guys. Good luck
for tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
And when you're going to ask.
Husey, Ed, and Aaron. Yeah, so we decided to eliminate the Husey, Ed, and Aaron and just do a kiss.
Yeah, so from you. So it's a personal thing, so they didn't think it was on air.
And it's a group chat. So it says Aaron, Anthony Albanese, and Scott Morrison. So they can see that the other can see their response. We've had a response.
So we wanted the personal touch. We wanted someone who cares more, you know, because both of them have courted you over the journey. So, but who, in this time, who's the most focused?
And
who?
Bulldozer or the Bucket Man?
Well, absolutely. Well, we need a drum roll.
Yeah.
One of them has got back to you. Not both. So we have a winner.
Okay. And the winner of tomorrow's election is Anthony Albanese.
Whoa. What did he say?
So it's 7:50 a.m. And look, in Scott Morrison's defence, he was on television at the
time. There's no defence.
Okay. Well,
you're not defending. This was the winner. Yep.
So I said, hey, guys, good luck for tomorrow. Kiss.
Yep.
Anthony Albanese, thanks, Aaron. And then it's the emoji that really, I think, intended to goad the Prime Minister.
What was it?
It's a smiley face with sunglasses. So to me, that says
I'm the winner.
I'm confident. I've already got my superstar shades on. Oh. I'm already in that box seat. I feel like he's using me to play mind games with the PM.
What a minute.
The PM's going to see that.
Hungover.
But what is it? The PM's got to come back, though, because the PM doesn't
know. He's got to come back. The PM's, he can't just leave.
If the PM doesn't come back before the end of the show, that's it. He's got an hour.
He's
to fight back.
But I get maybe he doesn't want to send his response and have Albo see it. But Albo's done this knowing the PM's going to see this smiley face.
I don't think it's that aggressive.
Aggressive. It's so, you don't know how women interpret stuff. I know exactly what that means. It's aggressive.
It means that I'm the winner. Is this what it
means? Yeah, absolutely.
I think it means he loves you.
I think he has one emoji that he knows how to use. And he couldn't do the unicorn with the starry eyes.
Or the eggplant.
Oh, I'll put it away. 131060, if you would like to play Alpha Bucks for $1,000 after 8 o'clock, we're going to hear the 000 call that Aaron made.
Yeah, this is a real call. This was a woman really stressed and the operator who we know is a hero.
Yep. She's incredible. And that's why we're doing this, to pay tribute to them.
Don't miss it.
A bit embarrassed.
Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Australia is a lucky country, no matter who's the Prime Minister. And we've got an update also on the Prime Minister. Great, who takes Aaron back first thing. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to that. Now, we're a lucky country because our first responders are brilliant. Aaron, you had a very scary moment on Wednesday night.
Yeah, correct. A mid-morning, my daughter woke up and couldn't breathe properly, was struggling to breathe. So
what
I had
time
to call.
It
was just before 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So I had to call, I called 000, which was, and pretty confronting experience.
But they were beautiful.
Incredible. The lady on the phone, and it's, I always want to know people's names and thank them. And there was about 8 or 9 people that we dealt with over that morning. And I can't remember much of what happened at all or any of their names or any. So yeah, we wanted to say thank you to them.
Well, we have the actual call from 000. So this is you stressed Wednesday or Thursday morning, very early, really stressed.
I'm nervous about
you call 000. It is hard to hear from us, but you'll just, you can hear the tension in your voice and it's the calmness of the caller or of the responder, which is amazing. Let's have a listen to the actual call Aaron made.
4:17 a.m. 46 seconds.
Ambulance emergency. Tell me exactly what's happened.
She was not finding it hard to breathe. I'm a 3-year-old.
Okay, I'm finding it hard to breathe. Is that right?
Yes.
And are you with her now?
Yes, I am. Yes.
And how old is she, sorry?
She turns 4 in a week or so.
Okay, so she's 3 at the moment. Is she awake?
Yes, she is.
Is she breathing?
Yes, she is. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And does she have difficulty speaking or crying between breaths?
No, she's speaking, so she has a lot of
speech. Yeah. Okay. But when she's talking, or does she have trouble speaking between breaths?
Yes, she's trying to take another
breath. Okay. Is she changing colour? Is she changing colour?
No. Just sweetie, you gotta take big deep breaths. Good girl, nice big breaths. Good girl.
Oh, that is so hard to listen to. Mm-hmm. How do you, yeah.
It's
very difficult.
Yeah. But what you can hear there is the calmness of the
Bridie.
Operator.
Bridie is the name of the operator there, and just going through the steps there, unbelievable calmness.
So you were on the phone for, I think, 12 minutes or 14. Yeah, 14, till the ambulance
14 minutes.
Turned up.
She stayed with me till the ambulance came back. Yeah.
There's another moment from that long phone call. Mm. This is a moment where you're probably starting to relax a little bit more because your daughter's talking about who's going to be in the ambulance when they turn up. This is another little bit from the call.
All right, so just reassure her that help is coming, okay? Yeah, you guys are doing great and you're doing really well.
Oh, thank you.
I know it's really hard.
Yeah. Good girl, big girl.
Is it a girl or boy? I don't know. I can tell you that. Let's have a look. We've got two lovely boys coming to see you. They're very, very friendly.
Oh, beautiful.
You get do feel a bit, because when I called, you could hear she couldn't get air in. And then after about 5 minutes or 6 minutes, she started to go a little bit better. So you then start to question and feel a little bit silly. I started to think, oh, God, have I overreacted or am I wasting people's time?
Not at all.
They were incredible.
But when you knew that two men were turning up, did you put some makeup on? Or?
Can I be brutally honest?
Yes.
So not before they got there, but when they said that we were going to go in the ambulance to the hospital.
What'd you do?
I had one pimple just above my left eyebrow. And I put a tiny bit of concealer on it. Just because it was so prominent.
I get it.
And Eliza was all.
She was okay.
She was getting
air. You're Aaron Molan and you don't know when the paps could have already been at the hospital. You know what I mean? They could have been there.
On the call.
Exactly.
We didn't blend it though. It was awfully unblended.
Very bright in an ambulance. So Bridie is the name of the 000 operator from the control centre officer for New South Wales Ambulance. Is going to join us next.
Yeah, great.
Ed and Aaron.
So Aaron rang 000 4 a.m. yesterday because her daughter was having massive trouble breathing. And you spoke to Bridie, the control center officer. And Bridie, we just played your call on the radio. Do you hear yourself back very often, hear your calls back?
Good morning, guys. Sometimes we do have to listen back to our calls, but I hate hearing my own voice. So
you sounded amazing.
Try not to.
Sounded absolutely amazing.
I tell you, your voice was incredible at 4 a.m. yesterday morning, Bridie. So thank you so much. You're amazing.
Oh, that's okay. You did really well. You did good.
I'm not generally a calm under pressure person. Like I'm generally, maybe I am, but I would have thought I would have panicked more. Like, I don't really remember it that much, but listening back, I thought I was, calmer than I would have thought I would have been.
How many people do panic, Bridie? Do many people, what percentage are hard to even understand?
It's probably a little bit less than you would think it would be, but you do get that, hysteria on the phone quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it's, it is hard because you never know how you're going to react to that situation until you're in there. So, and we know that. So
how long have you been doing
our best?
How long have you been doing it, Bridie?
I've only been there for a year.
Wow.
What did you do beforehand?
Yeah. I was a travel agent for 10 years.
So kind of post-COVID.
Time for a career change for sure. But yeah, so a bit different.
Now, Bridie, with you, as soon as Erin rang and you heard that her daughter couldn't breathe, do you go straight away, we'll get an ambulance to you? Is that what you do on most calls or how does that work?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we just have to get the address first. That's probably the main thing. So we get the address and then depending on the level of the call, the ambulances can be dispatched straight away or we need a few more questions answered first before we send the ambulance just to sort of gauge I guess, how quick we need to respond.
Yeah, and that was the thing, and I said this yesterday, in that I kind of second-guessed whether or not I should call, but then, when your child can't breathe properly, you can't, I just did it, but I'm so conscious because I work in the media of the fact that you guys get smashed a lot with calls that really could either be to a doctor or just not made at all. And so we wanted to use this as a way for you guys to maybe spread the message as to what warrants a call and what doesn't.
Yeah, well, your call definitely warranted a call. You know, breathing difficulties is definitely something that you should call the ambulance for.
Yeah.
You know, it's just when there is a non-medical emergency, it just holds up the line for those calls like your one.
And, is there any any ridiculous calls that you can remember that people have rung about?
They're every day, but they sort of give you something to laugh about sometimes. Like you get calls that's like, people are trying to find their remote controls or their AirPods.
What? Well, actually, the AirPods. Friday, I only rang once about that, and I swear I had them, and then they were gone.
Do you hang up on people sometimes, Bridie? Like when you get it, when I get a call from someone I know is a scammer, and I just hang up. Do you ever just hang up, or do you have to go through a certain procedure?
No, there's certain procedures. I mean, sometimes I'd probably like to hang up, but no, we're not going to hang up on you.
Yeah.
But there's just certain procedures that we have to do to sort of, we have to take the call seriously anyway. So we've got to go through it.
I just saw a story actually about it. Victoria, a child couldn't breathe and the call went unanswered because the lines were so busy and so full. And I know they've got their own issues in Victoria with healthcare, but we are very lucky here in New South Wales to have you on board and the whole team. So thank you so much, Bridie, for everything you did. It was amazing.
No, that's all right. You did really well. You kept your cool and we got there in the end. So I'm just glad Eliza's okay.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you so much.
You must be exhausted at the end of a shift, are you?
Well, that one kind of woke me up. That because I was good. I was feeling a bit tired at 4 a.m. and then I got that call, so I was like,
"You're welcome."
Did you know it was Erin Molan? Did you?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't at all. Oh, Not until the boss rang me yesterday.
That's really hurt, Erin.
That's actually really. I thought I was upset about what happened, but now I'm actually even worse. That's awful.
Bridie,
thanks so much, Bridie.
Thank you so much. And if you're unsure or need general health advice, there is a number you can call. So 1-800-022-222. Use that if it's not an emergency. Keep those 000 lines clear.
Definitely don't call 000 to try to work out whether they know who you are.
I just remembered one other thing, Bridie, that I said to you on the line that was probably superfluous to need. I think you asked if there was someone to open the door. And I think I said, well, no, because my partner and I, well, last year we split up. Why do I tell people so
much? You don't
much?
Have to do
I know, it. But I don't know why I did. But thank you, Bridie, for listening.
Thank you, Bridie. 131060, lines are now open. If you would like to win $100,000 with the Mystery Mix, should we just hear the Mystery Mix?
Four of the songs have been revealed. It's only one more song. You get the five in order. It's $100,000 to you, and it can happen within minutes.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
We may be speaking to Kyle Chalmers, who's involved in a headlines and love triangle, is the word, with Cody Simpson. And
well, yeah, I mean, all he's trying to do is go and swim at the World Championships and win gold medals, which is what he does.
We're going to get hold of him, but right now we've got the big decision to make. Who are we going to vote for tomorrow? If you haven't already voted, I know Ed went early. You went Coalition, Ed, is that right?
Coalition Shooters and Fishers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't voted yet. Erin, you haven't voted yet?
No.
Look, you texted Elbo and ScoMo, group message. Only Elbo's got back to you?
Yep.
You got another message from his people, is that right?
From his team.
What did they say?
We basically told his team that he'd won. And they said, excellent, we'll put pens down and go to the pub. Election sorted.
Because he was prepared, actually, Elbo was prepared to do something else to try to get you across the line, yeah? He was prepared to do this.
Oh, that's right.
Erin, will you vote Labor if I bronze up?
Come on, Erin.
You know what? It's only one vote. It won't count anyway. Yes, I will. Yes.
Molan backs Labor. That'll be a splash tomorrow.
What was he? Did we say what he was going to bronze up with?
Fake tan, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know what brand.
Come on, mate.
I know you started it.
I'm not say anything. But you know what? We've also talked to ScoMo over the journey, haven't we?
Of course.
Remember the Bonk Band?
Where we Argy
Bargy on the Bonk.
You weren't happy about the Bonk Band.
The Bonk Band.
Really?
Yeah, let's play that bit. Yeah. Is it time to get rid of the Bonk Ban that Malcolm Turnbull instituted?
Oh, God.
Because
no, I've got standards in my cabinet and they'll be upheld.
Someone falls in love with someone at Parliament House, you're going to say to that person, you must resign if you want to continue that relationship.
Yes.
Well, they must.
You really stood your ground.
Because we were only new, and I was worried that he wouldn't be angry at me after that.
Look, they've both been good fun on this radio show, so good luck to both of them. Can we say that?
Absolutely, we can say good luck to both of them. And now we are going to be speaking to Olympic gold medalist swimmer for this. Just nonsense. This argy-bargy about who should go to this. The love triangle, Cody Simpson's involved.
Chalmers, can I say, is one of the hottest men in sport.
I honestly didn't really notice until just yesterday. And yep, you're right.
But is he out to crush Cody Simpson's dream?
I think he's out to pursue
his
own.
Is he or not? Ask him.
We'll speak to him next. Susie, Ed
and Aaron. Now, before we get on to our next guest, who is a superstar gold medal Olympic champion in the 100-metre freestyle, which is the
blue ribbon
event.
Ed, have you noticed a change in tune from the bloke on our right?
He does this. You've got to remember that.
No, I saw him on TV last night and I thought one of the most handsome athletes I've ever come across. But I am friends with Cody Simpson. Have we got those two grabs that we can play yet? So this is Cody Simpson, who we know was a pop star. He won at Masked Singer Australia. He decided to start swimming again, which he did as a kid and no one believed in him. And then the other night something happened.
Pop star Cody Simpson has pulled off one of the greatest tumble turns in sport.
Are you going to Budapest?
Oh, God, I hope so.
And then Kyle Chalmers, the superstar, he also was asked a question.
Was there a thought process behind if you do go to Worlds, if you take that spot, it's probably disappointment for Cody Simpson? Did that come into play?
No.
That's an annoying question.
And look, we did cut that because he then went on to say, in a nice way, of course, you know, it's an individual sport.
Exactly. Well, he joins us on the line. Morning, Mr. Kyle Chalmers.
Morning.
Hey, Kyle, congratulations.
Appreciate it, thank you.
Now, Kyle, you probably didn't. Do you realise there's a storm that's started to brew around your decisions? How are you coping with all the speculation?
Yeah, there is. It's very overwhelming, to be honest with you. I think for me, you know, I've earned the right to represent my country at the World Championships. You know, 8 weeks ago, like I said, I probably didn't have any plans of swimming this year at all, if ever again. There was doubts in my mind whether I'd get back in the pool, to be honest with you. And for me, I needed to freshen up and change stroke, and I went up to Noosa and trained with a mate up there just to try and find my love for the sport again. And like I said to Gian last night, it would have been very disrespectful for me to stand up 8 weeks ago and say, hey, I'm going to the World Championships this year without actually earning my right and earning my spot on the team. Unfortunately, swimming is an individual sport where the top two earn the right to represent your country. It's not as easy as, especially for me, it's not easy to just say, hey, yeah, I might be the Olympic champion or silver in Tokyo. I don't get automatic entry onto a swimming team. I have to earn that right year after year. So for me, I respect my competitors more than anyone, especially the guy in the race, Matt Temple, who's my training partner, the Australian champion.
You made that point because someone asked me this morning, who was it who actually won the race? No one's talking about him.
Exactly, which is the worst part about it all. Matt Temple's the Australian record holder, the defending, now he's back-to-back title holder in the 100 fly, and he's getting no hype, which is what probably upsets me the most, that this is all kind of taken away from his glory, and he's such an exciting swimmer with so much personality that deserves the respect that he's earned.
You're right. It is a sobering conversation we're having for me, even, you know, and I know a lot of Olympians, and I know that they work so hard, and you'd know, Kyle, you can get to the top of your sport and you can be the best in the world, but you cannot get the attention and no money that flows from that as well, and that must be grating for so many Olympians, Kyle.
Exactly. We work 50 weeks of the year, 50 hours a week to succeed in the pool, and it obviously takes a huge mental, emotional, and physical toll on you. So, you know, for me, I've had to go through so much over this last 5-year period. I've sacrificed my body. I've done everything I possibly can to represent Australia at the highest level, try to defend my title in the 100 freestyle and make everyone proud. And for me, this year is a little bit more of a relaxed year so that I'm able to reset and go again for Paris.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because your shoulders have been wrecked, and that's on record. And you, even to get to Tokyo for you was a massive effort, and you missed out on the gold by like a hundredth of a second. It was crazy.
Exactly. I've had shoulder surgery on both of them now, so last 2.5 years has been a big mess physically, which then obviously takes a huge mental and emotional strain on you also. So like I said, I probably was almost done with the sport 2 months ago. I took 6 weeks completely off the sport, and now back finding my feet again.
Oh, that's amazing to hear, and lucky for this country because you're a superstar. Given how hard you work, do you get annoyed, or do you almost laugh a bit when you hear people talking about the fact that, you know, you're annoyed because Cody Simpson's dating your ex-girlfriend, Emma McKeon, and this is some kind of trying to get square? Is that as pathetic as it sounds coming out of my mouth?
It's hugely pathetic. It's the biggest joke I've ever heard, to be honest with you. I think for me, I started out a butterflyer. I've wanted to be a butterfly my whole career. My body just hasn't allowed me to do so. So for me, being able to just swim butterfly is so special and something I'm so proud of. I won my first country championships medal in butterfly. I qualified for my first national championships in butterfly.
Oh, wow.
I almost made my first Australian team in butterfly. So for me, being able to go back to the event that I grew up loving and doing is all the motivation I need. And unfortunately, yeah, I get I'm the one who has to stand up and apologize and be made out to be the villain when all I've done is given everything to my sport and everything to my country over this last 8 year period. I've been on the Australian swimming team for, and I've represented Australia at junior level since 2012.
Of course, you have.
Your whole adult life
is to stand up now and
not a villain.
You don't apologize to anyone.
On this radio show, we're looking for laughs, and we are using stories that we see online. And you know what? You have absolutely brought it home to me. Come on, mate. Come on, Ed.
Well, come on, Aaron. As long as you agree to do the Masked Singer, we'll stop.
No, man.
Good luck, mate. We will follow your journey, Cole.
Susie, Ed, and Aaron.